Cliff got early advice that he really didn't want to hear any more of that shit out of Stony Brook. however that may be, it stopped, and that was, in a curious way, that was enjoyable. The very hard work over a number of years to get those data flowing, and then begin to invoke them as we challenged the division of the budgets formalizing for fun and profit. The major problems in facility planning, well, that was the constant nightmare. You can deal with ups and downs from year to year, but the awful truth is that there was never any, there was just the briefest period when there was a apparently stable commitment from Sunny Central to a sufficient, a campus of sufficient size to support the scope of the things that we thought were minimally necessary, and that was under Boyer. At the very end of it, it turned out the very end of his chancellorship. In fact, this irony, had an enormous fight, months and years, with Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly hated our guts.
Now, his position,
he was executive vice chancellor under Boyer. He was previously a big shot in the NIH. I guess he was the fiscal officer of the NIH. He had a tough cookie, and had played in the big league, but only in the medical big league. Didn't know from squat about universities, and he didn't like John Toll. We're nothing. And that's not to the exclusion of me. I know he didn't have any use for me either, but mainly he saw red. He was determined to squash these ambitions. We were constantly after them for capital. We had to fight for
buildings,
fight for every dollar. You know, Buffalo was guaranteed a figure instantly, and we had to fight for every damn dollar. So that number, the student number, was absolutely crucial because it had to be known in order to rationally design the campus, and it had to be known so that we could offer clear justification for what we needed. And every step of the way had to be fought three or four times annually through, and it got to be quite unpleasant. We got to be quite good at it, though, and we began to build a party. There were people who were interested in us.
In Albany?
Yep. And that, of course, was a no-no. Except that Boyer, at the end of his time, did reverse that and say, I can't do it alone. I've got to have help. But at any rate,
What do you mean he can't do it alone?
He can't handle the legislature and the governor alone.
I see.
He has to have regional help.
I see.
Whereupon we promptly gave him a lot. Well, at any rate, there was a bruising struggle, not that the earlier ones were pleasant, but there was a particularly sustained and intense and focused struggle in the latter 70s with Kelly for several years. Those were the years when we were trying to beat the fine arts out of them, as I recall. I forget what was in the pipeline then. Yeah, I think it was fine arts. Very important statement. Stony Brook couldn't get fine arts. It's not going to be comprehensive. But at any rate, Kelly, Kelly was assisted in these arguments by Irv Friedman, whom I always rather liked, although I don't have much respect for, and Oscar Lanford, for whom I have nothing but contempt. We finally fought him to a standstill on the numbers, in January of 78, Boyer came down and signed a treaty. It was a very graceful statement in which he affirmed the Stony Brook master plan. First time ever. Moon was a significant figure in that, and the council was reasonably helpful.
Mm-hmm. Nicholas Moon.
Mick Moon is the head of the construction, the lobbying body for the construction industry.
Oh.
Not perhaps someone the young folk, very able, but obviously interested in the business. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, Mick is now, I think, he's gone on to a bigger job in New York City than I ran into a while ago. But in any case, virtually the following morning, Ernie came down to Stony Brook to make this announcement in the presence of all sorts of dignitaries from Long Island. That was the period when we had the Long Island Future Development fire burning. I mentioned there was a period when it looked like we might be able to ignite the thing. That was it. Mm-hmm. You had Bill Casey, who was, you must remember at that time, the leader of Long Island, the respected elder statesman. That tells you a lot about your home, Carl. Although I liked him.
Yeah.
Did you know
Casey? No, I didn't know.
Very interesting guy. I wouldn't trust him. But anyway, mm-hmm. Ernie made the announcement, and we all breathed an enormous sigh of relief. And you know, now we can get on with it. We have a stable planning base. And we have a platform to justify an orderly capitalization of the campus. And the following, I took him to the airport, and I noticed that he got on a plane to Washington. And the next day, he announced his acceptance of the... Sad story. Because then the trouble really started. And incidentally, it was on that morning, I think, John Toll's attention span came to an end. It was not manifest in his work one bit, but I think that's when he began to be vulnerable to another institution. Mm-hmm. And by that May, he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's where it all ended.
Yeah.
Glorious adventure. So much about master planning. Facilities planning. With whom did we deal in Albany, constructively? Morton C. Gassman, politically? I think until the statute of limitations has expired, I shouldn't go into that. But there were some legislators who were very helpful.
I see.
Carl Carlucci and John Burness were extremely effective, respectively, well, with both legislature and executive. But I think it's fair to say that Burness was the person who got us most deeply into the governor's office. And Carl was the person who... We had sent him off to do task force work in Albany for years. He was the chief of staff to the predecessor to that study you mentioned. I forget which commission that was. Another one that came to
Morton's commission. It was the Friday commission, I think.
Yeah, the one before that. There was one in the early 70s that... another anguished look at higher education that came to naught. Carl was helped the director of that. Then we sent him off to do this work. Gave him leave to do this work for the...
The governor, was this Kerry? Or is this... Was this...
these were during the Kerry year.
Yeah.
So, that... the people that... that we contested with were virtually everybody else. Identify Ernie as the sole supporter of, at any point, of our plan, who was prepared to say it, among the chancellors certainly, who was prepared to say it in public. In the staff there, I think Tony Adinolfi supported this, but hell, he'd support anybody. Mort Gassman was the guy who could, and I had a lot of respect for him. I also liked him.
I'll have to find him. I'll have to find out where he is.
He is a guy whose contributions will never really be praised, and that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say about SUSP's relations with its different communities, local geographical community? Well, that, of course, was pretty uneven.
You want to break at this point?
Okay.
It's a different...
Fine. Why don't we go on home?
about doing it.
Thank you.